Okay. All right, folks, we'll try and move on and get things moving. Have we any apologies? No. On his way. Yeah, sorry, I'll be late. Okay, no other apologies. Okay. Any declarations of interest? I need to get this thing. Okay. I'd like to welcome you all to the meeting today. Take it everybody can hear me clearly. Members of the public should remain seated throughout the meeting and should not speak. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are either turned off or switched to silent. The use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio recorded except for the council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. I remind council of their obligations under the council's code of conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any of the business before the meeting today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the table for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. Have we any declarations of interest? None. Okay. All right. We move then to item 3, the action sheet. Number 3 for accuracy. Item 1, page 1, page 2, page 3. Any matters arising from the action sheet? No? Okay. All right, Dennis. Yeah, need a proposer and seconder? Councillor Hyland. Second, Councillor Budges. Okay, the next item is a presentation from the Department of Communities. I'd like to welcome Nicola Gray, who is going to give us a presentation. I just remind members that this is an open session. And if they have issues, specific issues that they want to raise that may have a sensitive nature attached with them, I'd ask them to keep them and have discussed those with officers after the open session that we have, given the nature of them. But I'd like to ask Nicola to go ahead with the presentation. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the invite today, and it's lovely to be back in Downpatrick again. I know that this is specifically around the land disposals that have come up in the council, I know, on a number of occasions, dating back a bit now. I suppose I'm responding to a request that was in relation to how those land disposals might be better progressed now that we have had some clarity in relation to the Secretary of State's recent putting in place of legislation and guidance. So I suppose, I would hope that has provided a bit more clarity. The background, obviously, as you'll be well aware, is that currently ministerial approval has to be given to land disposals in those cases where they're at less than best value, which in many instances is those situations where you're perhaps releasing land to community groups and so on. So I know that has been stalled over this last 18 months or so since the demise of the executive. Certainly, I think the guidance, as I said, does give us a bit more clarity there. We would be hopeful that either any that we currently have, of which I know that there's one anyway, and any which within the council that you're hoping to put forward, would be able to be dealt with and disposed of by the Permanent Secretary. But I would caveat that by saying that is not a blanket approval. Obviously, it would depend on the circumstances of the particular disposal. But in the main, I can't see that there shouldn't be the opportunity to dispose of them and for that approval to be given by the Permanent Secretary. Now, I would also say that in the past 18 months, we have said that if there is the opportunity within the type of disposal to have it in categorised as not a disposal, and in some cases I know that is possible, but that's obviously something more for your own officials within council to decide upon whether that's possible to do that. That probably is a good option. But certainly I think in the near future we would hope that they would be able to be approved. So certainly if there is one particular instances where you want to put things forward for disposal, I would say encourage you to do that, and we would hope that certainly it wouldn't be a lengthy process. On a practical level, you know, there is a change at the top of our department about to occur over the next month. So just on a purely practical front, that might be a bit of a delay, but I wouldn't envisage it being anything lengthy. So hopefully, just as a matter of sort of broad indication, I would like to hope that anything submitted to the department could be approved certainly within around 8 weeks. So maybe hopefully that's something which might be helpful. I would say that in the longer term, there is, I think, an argument to be made that the continuation of a situation where disposals of that nature, in particular in relating to small amounts of money, have to have ministerial approval is something that maybe is, you know, that we could look at. And I would suggest that maybe going forward that is something that we would look at. Now, it won't be possible to probably completely remove that in the absence of an executive to make legislative decisions, but I think it's certainly something that we could consider how we might progress, be it on a consultation or some other basis, because I don't think that given that the new situation in councils and the responsibilities that you have and the ability of councillors to take decisions, that the need to have ministerial approval in each and every case is probably warranted. But that's a slightly separate issue which we could perhaps discuss with your own council officials as to how we might take that forward. But I am happy to answer anything on those particular points if anybody has any questions. But as I say, we would be hopeful that things would be able to progress given the situation that we now have.
Okay. Thanks very much for your time, Nicola. Have any questions from the floor? Councillor Byrne?
Yeah, it's just around that disposal for rent if it's not best value. Like if we have an asset in the council, and I brought this up a number of times, and the frustrating thing is it needed ministerial approval to either Peppercorn rent or rent lower than LPS valuation. Are you saying that if we put in a proposal right now that it would take up to 8 weeks, or is there still clarity needed from the Secretary of State on how it can operate? So if I put in a proposal right now through the council structures in order to use or lease out one of our assets for less than LPS valuation, would that process take 8 weeks from right now?
My reference to 8 weeks would be purely from where we would get it, so that wouldn't take into account any procedures that you might have to follow within council. But yes, I mean, if we get something in from the council and it's, you know, in the form that it needs to be in, I would like to hope that it could be approved within 8 weeks. Now, as I said at the beginning, I would caveat that by saying in the majority of cases, you know, if for some reason it's something of a very peculiar nature, or there's some sort of, you know, complication with it that I can't envisage at this point in time, then obviously that wouldn't apply. But if it's a generally straightforward, fairly normal, shall we say, disposal, yes, there shouldn't be any reason why it should take any longer than that.
Thank you, Chair. I suppose the first question I would have is that this council had a number of items sitting with the department seeking approval for some time, and as you state, over the last 18 months to 2 years, there has been some issues up in Stirling, shall we say. Have those matters now been resolved within 8 weeks to allow, I think it was 7 to 9 items that we had sitting with the department, being moved forward to allow those to progress for this council? Or are we saying that now the 8 weeks starts from today to allow those to progress? And then I think we're probably one of the only councils in Northern Ireland who actually seeks department approval for leasing of land as well. I think very few other councils actually seek that. Would you advise that the council to continue that approach? Or is there an opportunity to fast-track those sort of leasings to groups through our own mechanisms and not have to go to the department for approval for such?
Well, Councillor, on the specifics, I'd probably defer to your own officials here because they would probably have a lot more knowledge of what's come through the council than I would have. I'm not aware that we have any particular large number just waiting with us at the moment. It is true that Nurien Mhoireann and Down Council probably have the majority of cases which are submitted to the department seeking this type of approval. The reasons for that are probably more, again, something which your own officials and the decisions that your own council takes. But other councils do it too. It's not peculiar to this council area. And as I say, in the longer term, any movement from that would be for all, you know, would be for all councils. But yes, I mean, if there is any that you have at the council at the minute that you haven't submitted that you would like to submit, we're more than happy to take those and to hopefully resolve them, as I say, given they are relatively normal, shall we say, within a sort of an 8-week period. But as I say, if they are specifics, perhaps more something that your own officials could answer.
Just to deal with that issue, Councillor, there are a smaller number than that which are currently with the department. And having discussed this briefly with the representatives from the department before this evening's meeting, those matters are required to be resubmitted to the Permanent Secretary, and that process will take hopefully a period of 8 weeks.
Okay.
There have been a number of matters which have been held back from submission by reason of the fact that Stormont has been in abeyance, so those matters will now be fast-tracked and submitted to the department.
Okay.
And we should see progress on all issues, therefore, within the next 8 to 10 weeks.
Can I just clarify to the reason of the resubmission? You know, obviously it's been submitted before. Is there a reasoning behind a resubmission, or is it literally just to start afresh?
Well, Councillor, to be honest, and I'll defer to my colleague here because he might have more knowledge, I am only aware of two cases
okay.
that we have within the department. Now, one of them, and I would hesitate to say it doesn't need to be resubmitted because there may be up-to-date information or, you know, that might need to be submitted. If not, we don't need it to be resubmitted.
Right.
We can simply put it on. The other one, I think, has recently possibly had some movement on it, but the others I'm not aware of. So, as I say, there may be something which you need to put within the
council. It was just clarity on the reason why a resubmission was needed, but if there is a need for information or a more current status of it, then that justifies the reasoning.
Certainly, if it's not needed, I mean, if there's no need to resubmit it, if we have got all of the relevant information and there's nothing more, then we'll just go ahead with that, subject to, you know, that being what you want to do. If there is anything new or additional or whatever, we'll then certainly, you know, we'll include that and pass it on.
Okay. Certainly, if there are any specific cases, Councillor, that you wish to raise, I'm available this evening to discuss those afterwards.
Okay, Councillor Rowan.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. This is more a comment than a question. Obviously, the fact that we have this new legislation, it would have been a different probably conversation we've been having now as Council. But it's just to get the point across that the Council and the legacy councils before them have used this process and to the benefit of the community we represent, and we just wanted to get that across to you. That these are very, very important to the people we represent and very important to us as a council as well, because the benefit is, you know, what we get out of it and what our communities get out of it, it can't be a price point. So just to make that point to you. Thank you.
Okay. Councillor Carr.
Thank you, Chair, and thanks for the information supplied. It was just two questions, really, that I was considering. One is a bit of renewal. For example, we have a couple of pending decisions mentioned there, but I think some of them may well be renewal. It's just a renewal of something that we had before. Does that still need to go before the Permanent Secretary? And the second point was, there's clear advice there that we must, any disposal of land or rent of land must be at the best price. But on occasions, particularly within council and depending on the group that might benefit from it, we would be offering the likes of peppercorn rent. And does that complicate the process at all? Does it make it any more difficult to get approval, or how does that affect your decision making?
Certainly, on terms of renewals, I'm not quite sure. It would probably depend on the specifics. Again, I'd probably say that your own official is probably much more knowledgeable than me on what that would be about there. Certainly in things in peppercorn rents, yes, they do have to come up at the moment. Again, I would caveat that by saying that, as you probably know, land law is quite complicated, and I'm not a lawyer. So it's hard to say in every instance this would be what would apply. But peppercorn rents, as far as I'm aware at the moment, do need approval in the main. So that would have to be submitted, but there's no reason why it would be any more complicated than anything else. It should be dealt with in the same way, and I don't think there should be any complication. So it's just whatever way that the council advised that its own officials wishes to proceed in a particular case is the crucial point. If you feel that that's the way that it's best to progress a particular case, that should be fine. There shouldn't be any more difference for one particular method than another, unless it's some very strange and bizarre thing known only to Newry Morn and Down, which you would hesitate to say would ever be the case.
Can I say, Councillor, in relation to renewal, there may be cases where within a lease, for example, there is provision for allowing that lease to continue beyond the end of the term date. Where that's not the case, it may be necessary to resubmit. So there could be a distinction in relation to that aspect of it. Having said that, there's no reason why, in anticipation of the end of a lease, for example, we can't make that request to the department to seek that approval so that it coincides with the commencement of the new lease date.
Okay, thanks for Councillor Trainer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just really to get a bit of clarity again, we're looking at the legislation and looking at the points that are relevant to this here item. And we're looking at that the Permanent Secretary will be able to exercise functions once they're satisfied that it's in the public interest to exercise the functions. Looking at possibly issues where there might be land for lease or for sale or for transfer that may be seen as contentious in nature, how then will the Permanent Secretary be able to determine if it is in the public interest, especially if it is a contentious item?
Well, I think that takes us back to what I said at the beginning, in that each case needs to be looked at on its merits. In the main, if it's not controversial, as I said, we would like to hope that it would be progressed quite easily and smoothly and within the time period. But if it is controversial, and it's impossible to define what that would be without knowing the particular circumstances of the case. So it would really depend, if there is something submitted which, because of its nature, we would say, well, look, that is controversial, or there is some contention here. Well, then that would be something which we'd need to look at on its merits. And I can't say whether that would be something which would then be approved or not. Again, it's very much back to the particular circumstances there. But I would hope that in the main that would probably be the few rather than the many.
Okay.
But again, that would probably be something within the council that you would want to consider.
Okay. Thanks, Nicola. Any more questions? No, okay. Drea, you want to come in and just add?
Councillor, just listening to the conversation tonight, I think it might be helpful if we as officers draw up a policy statement as to the circumstances in which we will submit requests to the department and bring that back through this committee, and we can consider that further. So we'll endeavour to do that and bring that back to you for consideration.
Any proposal for that? No.
Just on that, Chair, just on that point from Drina, if you don't mind. Does that mean then if we want to put in a proposal for putting a decision to the department for peppercorn rent, for example, or reduced rent, we have to wait until this policy comes through as being enforced?
No, we continue our business as we do at the minute.
Okay. I think that's everybody. Okay. Nicola, thank you very much for your time. Farrell and others for your input. We move on to item 5. This relation to the corporate planning and policy, item 5, relation to the annual report, Newry-Mourne and Down Connect. Regina is going to deal with that one for decision.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, the purpose is to seek agreement for the presentation of the 2019 annual report in MD Connect. In February 2018, the Council published the annual report and the NMD Connect in a different format to previous years. In other words, it was a single document published on the website, supported by a limited print run. The document was published in English-only and Irish-only formats on the website and in the print run. And we're recommending, Mr. Chairman, that the Council continue to publish the annual report NMD Connect as one document, again in a similar format, with English-only and Irish-only versions published on the website, supported by a limited print run. Obviously, the document will also be made available in alternative formats upon request.
Item 6, relation to the corporate plan. Again, Serena, you're looking at a decision for that one?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The purpose of the report is to provide the timetable for the production of the new corporate plan for the period 2019-23 and to seek the appointment of an independent facilitator who will be tasked to undertake the consultation engagement process through an inclusive, participative and accessible consultation and engagement format to develop the plan. There's three phases. The first phase is currently ongoing from September to December 18, where there will be the identification and validation of key issues using qualitative and quantitative sources of information, such as, for example, and members will be aware of the resident survey, and that phase is supported by officers of council. Phase two is where we will undertake this detailed consultation engagement process with key stakeholders to identify the key priorities and themes. And again, that will be done in a very inclusive, participative and accessible manner. The production of the first draft of the corporate plan by May 2019, and as a good practice is to utilise an independent facilitated process to engage with a wide range of stakeholders. That will take place from January to May 2019, and then the final phase 3, which runs from June to December 19, will be the finalisation of the draft corporate plan, followed by a 12-week public consultation, with the final plan being presented to Council and hopefully the adoption of the new corporate plan in January 2020. There's one other point, Mr. Chairman. In view of the vacuum created by the development of the new corporate plan, we are recommending that the current directorate plans continue to be based on the plan as we have at the moment, 2015-19, and that the development of the new plans will be aligned to the corporate plan timetable, which means that they would be developed through quarter 3, 2019, and presented in 2020 after the adoption of the new corporate plan. And it's also anticipated that the new corporate plan will feed into the development of other supporting council strategies, so their development will align to the 2019-2023 corporate plan timetable. So the recommendations, Mr. Chairman, just to summarise, is to agree the timetable for the development of the corporate plan 2019-23 and to proceed to appoint an independent facilitator to develop the corporate plan with council, with officers for 2019-23.
Serena, Regina for that comprehensive. That many Reginas and Dorinas here. I'm trying to get myself confused. Are there any questions or comments from members? Proposed, Councillor Rowan, seconded. Councillor McMahon. Okay, thanks, Regina.
Thank you.
All right. The next element is item number 7, dealing with performance. And Johnny's dealing with this one. We need a decision to agree the content of the mid-year assessment performance improvement plan. I'll hand you over to Johnny to deal with that one.
Okay, Chair, thank you very much. Members will be aware in recent times, through my team, we've tried to increase the frequency through which members are provided with performance information at this committee. And the purpose of this is to provide an overview of the Council's progress after 6 months against this year's annual performance improvement plan. What I would say, Chair, is there's quite a detailed report appended to the cover one. I won't propose to go through that, other than to say that the majority of the supporting actions and measures of success within this year's plan are on track to be achieved. However, if I can maybe bring your attention to some where there has been limited performance. In the first instance, participatory levels in terms of the Everybody Active 2020 and Social Enterprise programmes currently fall below target. But talking to the officers responsible for both of those, that they do expect to meet the year-end target simply because of the increased attendance and participation rates in the remaining two quarters of this year. The other area that members might want to be interested in is planning, where we are currently not meeting our processing times in relation to major applications, local applications, and indeed enforcement cases. What I would say, Chair, and members may be already aware of this, that we are still experiencing the skewing of the processing times as a result of the legacy applications. And if you separate those out, we are very close, or if not in some cases, actually achieving the target set by the department. The other area I'd like to bring members' attention to is around about missed bins. And currently that department is putting in place arrangements so we can begin to collect, monitor, and indeed report that back to members as to how we are in terms of resolving that. And then finally, members may already be aware that our street cleanliness score has decreased, and that I can report is largely because of dog fouling, particularly in the newer area. But members may be aware that that particular department is preparing a dog fouling strategy to begin to address that and obviously see improved performance. What I would say, Chair, is that at the end of the year, we will come back to the committee and again and give you the year-end performance against all the elements of that plan. Finally, in terms of interpreting the information, maybe just draw it to your attention. Some of the data is not available to year-end, so that's where you might see gaps against the 6 months to date. Where possible, what we have done is actually compare actual performance against 50% of the annual target. And again, there's an explanatory note as to the current status of that performance. And then unfortunately, in some cases, we actually don't have data at this point that allows us actually to measure success, but certainly through my team and working with other departments, we're actively working towards actually securing that. Chair, happy to take any comments or questions. If not, maybe ask members to approve that report, please.
Okay, Johnny, thanks very much. I know you've done a lot of work on this. Councillor Hyland.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. What is the size of that reduction in the score for street cleanliness? And then secondly, how significant is that? You know, you said most of it is down to dog fouling. How significant is that? I mean, and what proportion of it is it? And finally, when will that new strategy or existence add on to the existing strategy? When will it come into force?
Okay, Chair. What I can do in the first part of that question was about the reduction. Just to give you some context, Keep NI Beautiful carried out a number of surveys in August of last year and then again April of this year, during which the score decreased from 72 to 66. And it's important to note that falls below the regional average of 73. Now, in terms of why that is the case, the reason that that department is given to us is that it's because of the increased levels of dog fouling and littering in the Newry area. I can't give you volumes, but I can certainly get that information and report back, and maybe Chair, as part of that, give you an update at the next meeting as to what that strategy or indeed those actions to improve that will look like.
Councillor Sharon.
Thank you, Chair. It's actually a follow-up to Councillor Highland's question around the level of street cleanliness across the district. And one of my questions was what the officer has suggested about the Keep an Eye Vehicle Report actually being shared with us. Because I would be surprised that, you know, the greater Newry area would be specified as being the only area of such an increase of levels of dog fouling and littering. I think it's across the district that has significantly hit our scores, and to see the scores decrease from 72 to 66, I think every councillor in this chamber has highlighted over the last couple of months how bad our district actually looks, and has highlighted it just not just to our council officers but also to the Department of Infrastructure, who has not addressed the weeding issues that we face. So I think it would be good to get the full breakdown of that report from Keep an Eye Vehicle to truly understand where areas are being hit and which areas are significantly impacting on that score, but also the strategy is only addressing dog fouling, how are we addressing the littering. You know, you can drive out towards Ballyalton and I can tell you when someone's finished McDonald's because it's chucked out at the same place. You can drive out Strangford Road in a chippy, someone's thrown out at a particular place. So what are we doing about that? So I think it would be really interesting to get that breakdown.
Yeah. Okay, Chair, I suppose in the first instance, if I could maybe check with the RTS committee, because that report may well have already been shared with the council. But if not, certainly we're going to arrange with the officials to bring it back to this committee. I suppose that's really all I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It may already have been through council, but if it's not, we can certainly arrange for that to happen.
Thanks, Johnny. Councillor Byrne?
Yeah, thanks, Joe. My question is just on the improvement objectives. And when we look down that front page and we see, 97% of wee green faces, it all looks good, and then we just click on through the report, and we only look at the reduction in street cleanliness. But it's what's on that for the green faces. So if I look at, say, encourage a healthy lifestyle, you know, there's five or six select projects that's on that will guarantee a wee green face. You know, and I can think off the top of my head, the sports hubs haven't been advanced far enough over the 5-year term. We committed to having muggers in the district, and I know if we look at a paper further on that there isn't no project outlined for that, but that's still something that we're lagging behind them, and we should see wee orange faces on that as well. So, and also going down to improve economic growth, it's just a number of things. So put in the Belfast City Region Deal, absolutely, and the jobs promoted through start-up, but the growth of existing businesses is one of the things that we have identified in this council term. And where are we in the base of that? I know there's a number of training programs in the ERT Directorate aimed at training up certain small and medium-sized businesses in different areas. But, you know, at a glance, we should be able to see all that, and we shouldn't just see all the wee green faces. As good as that is, and I don't want to be overly critical, but we should see where we stand on other things, other objectives that we haven't advanced quite as far. So, you know, I'm disappointed not to see things like the sports hubs, the muggers, and the growth of existing business.
Yeah, Chairman, just as a general response, when this is constructed, this is developed in conjunction and collaboration with all the council's department services. So I suppose through their annual business plans, they identify those projects that they feel that they believe best deliver against, I suppose, the draft objectives that this council would have agreed to, and then which we validate by going out to consultation with the members of the public. I do take on board the comments about specific projects, and certainly if a list of those is made in the minutes, I can go back to those offers and get an update on those. But it'd be important to add that this performance improvement plan isn't all-encompassing. It is about identifying specific projects and initiatives that this council feels best deliver against those outcomes. But maybe moving forward, Chair, maybe we need to look at the process to maybe try and make it as encompassing as we can.
Thanks for that, Johnny. Councillor Andrews?
Thanks very much, Chair. I know I'm not a member of the committee, but I will at the very end, you know, to let the full timers go ahead. You know, Johnny, thanks very much for giving us a brief outlook on the progress charts, but you know, I think my concerns is on street cleansing, and you know, first and foremost, I would like to take the opportunity of thanking our staff on the front line who do their best in relation to keeping the district up to standard. But we do, I know, in relation to dog ground policy, there will be a paper coming forward to the RAPS committee. I know that's work in hand, but in relation to street cleansing, I think we need to keep on board the fact is that we don't have enough street cleansers. You know, I've been passionate about street cleansing from the day I got on to council in 2011, as you probably have heard me, and the fact is we don't have enough bodies on the ground to do the job right across the whole district, and also the fact is even the vehicles that we have, the equipment that we have, you know, some of it could be ready for the knackers yard, and as I say, we need to keep an eye on that there, and that's through the RTS committee, you know, we will be. But it's, I just think, as I say, at this committee, it's more as I think the message I'd like to give, we need to get more resources in where it's really needed on the front line, in the streets and in the villages, because even people would say to me that, you know, Terry, where's bring back the street cleaner, give him a cart, give him a brush, and the place will be clean. That's Savvy's missing. And again, in Dogfermline, I know there's been a lot of work in hand with trying to educate people, but we don't have the resources to combat it. The resources that we have are doing a sterling job, but there could be a lot more on the ground. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, but I'll take Councillor Walker in first, then, and you can wrap up then, Johnny, if that's okay.
Thank you. And Johnny, something similar. One of the big issues as an elected representative I've been getting is in relation to dog fouling and street cleansing. 2 weeks ago I'd met with officers of the council in relation to it. I raised it at Transport NI's presentation here. I think we need a bit of joined up thinking in relation to street cleansing, because when you go to the likes of housing estates and that, you will find that there's three different agencies is responsible. You'll have the council that is responsible for certain parts of it. You will have the housing executive, and you will have Transport NI. Now, one agency will blame the other. For example, you'll have the weeds. Transport NI will say, weeds wouldn't be growing there if council was out with a mechanical sweeper sweeping. You get that scuffed and get it swept, weeds will not appear. Council is saying, no, it's not. So I actually think, you know, in relation to street cleansing, that we need a bit of joined up thinking with the other agencies, because it's not just all down to the council. Other agencies has a part to play in relation to this. You can go to other areas and it looks immaculate. And I have to say, on numerous occasions, many a time, when you go over into the Irish Republic, over the border, some of the towns there and villages, you could actually eat your dinner off the streets, and you say to yourself, you're in a different world there when you see that there. And I think joined up thinking is needed. Now, where street cleansing is concerned, you know, at the end of the old Legacy Council, there was a programme rolled out, and I rolled it out as chair, was that we would employ a number of people through the Department of Learning. At the time. And actually, you know, I think we should be looking down that route again, so we should, in relation to street cleansing and out there, because I'm getting it in the neck, and I'm sure other councillors are getting it in the neck, the state of the district.
Okay. And your points are made. Councillor Walker, bring Johnny back in just to sum up.
Yeah, just very quickly, Chair. I hear members loud and clear about the issues around street cleansing, dog fouling, so I'll take that back to that department and liaise with the officials in respect of that. Maybe very quickly add that members may already be aware that the Neighbourhood Services Project that the Council has already agreed to, one of its key areas is looking at greater collaboration between the Council and other public sector partners around the very issue that was raised.
Okay, thank you.
Just the last one. I know this is probably nitpicking at this stage, but we have under the performance improvement, we're looking at level of full improved business visitor perception and reduced sustained vacant properties by 2020, and this is following completion of nearly £1 down Patrick EI and revitalisation schemes. I'm just wondering, should that be that we're seeing that that is on track? Because surely the down Patrick one isn't the beginning until 2020, and I'm not too sure how far along £1 or nearly are. And the other thing is, should that also not be taken in conjunction with the regeneration projects in both those areas? For instance, in Newry, there's obviously a city centre regeneration project that is certainly on the table and that has been discussed at this in this forum. And also in Downpatrick, there's the Irish Street regeneration. And surely those two projects would have be critical when they're looking at the performance improvement, especially on level of footfall and improving the visitor and business perceptions.
Sure, just a short point there. Just about something Councillor Walker said. I would agree everything he said there about road service turning around and blaming council. But what I would like to know is, does council have the responsibility that where roads have got the curbs put along the side of them, that it's up to council to clean the edge of where the curb is? Because there's some of those curbs now are almost disappeared with the amount of grit and papers and garbage that is actually gathered up about the side of them. Now, is that council's responsibility or not? Because road service says it is.
Well, I think that's another issue we need to take up with the RTS committee. We could have an RTS committee meeting tonight the way this is going, so I think we'll need to move things on. Johnny, can you wrap up, please?
Yeah, right. And in terms of that specific request, as I understand it, those were the schemes that were delayed, I think because of the lack of ministerial decision-making, and we have been reporting them onwards, so I think it's probably a milestone has been reached in that they've now been commenced. And that's probably why they're reflected in green. But I suppose there should maybe be more narrative and explanatory commentary around that. So again, I'll go back to that department and get that for this committee. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, well, we have a request there to give a decision on the content of the report. Can we have a proposer and seconder? Proposed, Councillor Helen, seconded by... Who seconded? Councillor Mahon. Okay. Right, thanks, Johnny. We'll move on to... item 8, which is the mid-year assessments of directed business plans. There's 3 to cover here. So we're going to bring in, is there 2? Yeah, so we'll bring in Dorina first of all and then Liam. Dorina.
Thank you, Chair. Councillors, we presented our directed business plans to you at the start of the financial year, so this is a mid-year progress report. It details each of the actions which we set out in those plans and status and progress update against each of those actions. I think mine is contained in your packs second. You'll see there's a progress at a glance page at the start, which I suppose summarises by each of the departments within the directorate where we are. If I just pick out, I suppose, some of the key reasons, you'll see that in the administration section we had a large number of actions around our information and compliance with GDPR. You'll see these are all running behind schedule, really, and that's largely due to a loss of key personnel in that area. I'm now pleased to say that we have the full team appointed and in place, and work is moving at pace, so we hope to still achieve that by the year end. Similarly, in our human resources section, some of the objectives there have suffered significant delay around org structure and improving our sickness absence procedures, and that's largely due to the situation that we faced with the trade unions when we attempted to implement those managing attendance procedures, which I'm sure you're well aware of. So again, we hope to move those on in the next few weeks and months. We also had a delay with regard to appointment of a safeguarding officer, and similarly, we now have that appointment in place and work's progressing there. You will also note that we have a section at the end, which is on page 6, which is our measures of success, where we have a key measure that we picked out to measure ourselves against. So you'll see some of the early indications there around administration. For example, you're saying that we're meeting our statutory timeframes We've seen a real increase there, and again, that's due to the hard work of the team and the new procedures that have been put in place. All the committee members will know that we're continuing to meet our payment within 30 days targets, and again, we've seen a good improvement in that area. So happy, I don't want to go through it all, but happy to take any questions or comments, members, that you have.
Okay, any questions? Councillor Byrne?
Just very, very brief. I'm seeing the elected member survey. I think it's key that has to be conducted. I know it's tied in with the development of the corporate plan, and I know that goes on to the next council term. But I think it's key that takes place before this council finishes at the end of the term to get the
best. That's an issue, I think, the CEO's report, but okay. Liam can cover that. Any more questions, Gary?
Yeah, it's just a question, really. Not to be permissive of the Drina, I do apologise, but giving yourself a smiley face for finance when you miss target now, are you saying smiley face for the year or smiley face for what will be year end? You did miss it by 1%. Just, I thought, for figure's sake, you know, 90% of invoices, 30 days, but 89 was the target, and you give yourself a full smiley face. I'd say that's middle of the road.
I'd call myself an optimist.
I think that's more of a glass half full than half empty approach. Okay, any other questions?
Thank you, Chair. We're just looking at the undertaking of the audit of the record systems as well across the council. Obviously, the recording systems across all departments are key, and some of the departments, obviously, especially around, I'm thinking specifically even RTS, around the delivery of the brown bins, and how there was actually no digital system to keep up with exactly who was delivered what, and the confusion that created. I see that it has been delayed. Is that then, hopefully then in the next part of the year, we'll be looking at that a bit more favourably? Is that what we're going to be saying? That in the next 6 months, that will be something that will be a key area to work on?
No, not exactly. The audit is an audit of the existing information systems which we have at the minute to ensure that we know what information systems we have, what data we hold. So it's really about the information. If you're talking about our lack of systems, that's a slightly separate issue. But again, that is probably being looked at as part of the IT strategy with regard. There's a neighbourhood services review will be looking at what data systems and what IT systems they need to efficiently and intelligently move the business forward, and that ties into the IT strategy. So this is really looking at the systems and information that we currently have in place, and then that's slightly different, but is being picked up by a separate piece of work.
Thanks, Dana. Councillor Carr?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. A bit like Councillor Shard, and I don't want to be pernickety, but on page 6, we're talking about the continued implementation of the IT strategy in accordance with the timetable, and we've got a wee green face there. Does that still apply, given the problems this week? And how are we dealing with that? Have they all been recovered? The last item on that service area administration, the explanation, with a green face there, is 245 met the time frame out of 31. That was good. Or am I reading that wrong? Should that be 310 or 300?
I'll pick up the IT one first, Councillor. With regard to the IT strategy, the reason that it has green face is that it is progressing in line with timetable. The IT strategy is designed to fix the very problems that we have faced this week. The green face, I suppose, is to indicate that the strategy is progressing. Unfortunately, you know, we are facing these continued problems. It just, I suppose, signifies more why we need to address these problems through a new IT platform. With regard to those problems, the team are working exceptionally hard at the minute. The problems really have been outside of our control, haven't been caused by us. There has been a fix put in place today, and you'll see external emails have started from about 4 o'clock this afternoon. It is a fix and we'll continue to work to try and improve things, but it really demonstrates the point that we do need a new IT system. With regard to the explanation that's against that, I think that is a typo, councillor, just on that
I
one.
I think it is also.
Thank you for pointing that out. I'll make that change. Thank you.
Okay. At least you didn't say with the email in the response. Okay, councillor Hyman.
Yeah, thanks, sir. Poster, it is our function, our duty and role as public representatives to be pernickety and to be looking at issues that aren't going right or wrong with the council. But I have to say, maybe it was the impact of the summer that we've had. On my visits to, say, Newry Leisure Centre, Newry Swimming Pool, to the Newry Greenway project, and to One Point Municipal Park, all places quite close to where I live, the response from the public and from people coming up to me has been brilliant. People are just, you know, really satisfied and happy with those projects, and long may they continue. So I think sometimes we can be too hard on ourselves.
Nice air of positivity, Councillor Hyman. I firmly agree with you and love that what you said. Any more comments? Okay. Now we'll take over to Liam on the CEO's report.
Chairman, again, probably given that most of the other directors are bringing there is the month for bringing through the director plans. Mine is probably an overarching plan, which really picks up the parts of the department that fall under me, so that's actually community planning, performance improvement and transformation, and indeed elected members and democratic services falls into it. Key, I suppose, I'm happy to take any questions on the green faces. I'm going to pick up just basically the amber faces. Again, was ties a number of bits of work going through. I think Johnny has referred to it, and Councillor Byrne referred to the issue over the member survey. We're starting to do work on that there. We want to get members' views on terms of the survey documentation, and we'll be bringing that forward to actually implement that there, probably tied in the last quarter of the thing. So we hope to get the party reps to get views from the parties onto it that they're content with the survey and then get the survey implemented out. We also want to probably, we've finished the household survey, and my understanding, Johnny, is we hope to do a workshop with all members on the results of the survey sort of in the next 5-6 weeks. Probably January. So again, I'd like you to get that information before the survey starts so you get it brought. And then the other bit is, now that we've got that in, we need to do a bit of work on the citizen profiling to make sure that the age profiles and the interests we've got in the profiling segmentation, we get that through. So this work ongoing, but happy to take any questions on any other items, Chairman.
Thanks, Liam. Any questions or comments from the floor? They are now relatively unscathed. Nobody? Okay. So those were all for noting. And we'll move on to item 9, which is Local Development Plan Steering Group. It's just for noting. Any comments? Okay. Item 10 is the Community Planning Partnership Board Minutes from the 23rd of October. Okay. There for noting. Any comments? Okay. All right. We're not going to go into a closed session. These items are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may, by resolution, be excluded during this item of business. So I'd ask members of the public and the press if they could vacate the chamber. Thank you. Need a proposer and signer going to committee. Proposer, Councillor Burgess, Councillor Trinsel. Read out the tape.
So, for the purposes of the tape, it was agreed in committee. Item 11, request for transfer of Lane Way at 130 Drummondess Road, Drummondess. Agreed on the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Walker, to note the content of the officer's report and accede to the applicant's request for the transfer of the laneway at 130 Drummondess Road, Drummondess, as shown on the map presented to the committee, at a nominal consideration for the reasons outlined in the officer's report of paragraph 3.1. Item 12, surplus land at Greenfield, Stepsar Glass, agreed on the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Rowan, to express an interest in the acquisition of land at Greenfield, Stepsar Glass, declared surplus by Transport NI. Item 13, sale of land at Elton Avey, Dorns Hill and Newry, was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Rowan, seconded by Councillor Highland by a vote of 4, 4, 8, against 0 and abstentions 4 to proceed with the sale of land at Altona Vineyard to Thomas Davis GAC for the sum quoted in the officer's report presented to the committee subject to the conditions specified of paragraph 3.1. Item 14, transfer of budget within the capital programme. Agree the proposal of Councillor Dorn, seconded by Councillor Rowan, to note the contents of the officer's report and approve the adjustments to Council's capital programme. Item 15, management accounts. It is agreed to note the contents of the officer's report showing budget expenditure for the first 6 months of the 18-19 financial year compared to actual expenditure and revenue for the same period. Item 16, business case for PPE, personal protective clothing. Agreed in the proposal of Councillor Burns, seconded by Councillor Traynor, to note the contents of the officer's report and approve the business case presented to the committee relating to the procurement of PPE to enable a procurement process to commence. Item 17, update on Uri DEA assets, is agreed in the proposal of Councillor Highland, seconded by Councillor Byrne, to note the contents of the officer's report and approve the recommended preferred route for the disposal of assets listed being open market sale of 2 sites, Uri Market McAlevey Store and Murhill former refuge site. 2, to proceed with the D1 process in relation to 2 assets, the metal frame store in Cecil Street and the Hospital Road grass area. Thirdly, to apply for planning permission for development of Abbey Heights amenity area. And fourthly, to await further responses for LPS on the following sites: Daisy Hill Nurseries, Ash Tree, former play area, Rough Island Road, Crown Villas play area, Creed Road, Bleary Bungalows play area, and the Cro-Ray office. Item 18, it was agreed to note the action sheet of the Albert Basin Task and Finish Working Group meeting of the 1st of November 2018. And item 19, members were updated on a change of personnel at assistant director level.
Okay, folks.
I said 4, 4, 4. That's why I was very pronounced at the end. 4.
Okay, folks, I take your word for it.